To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, if you ever want to feel like you're in a movie, put this song on and drive around at night. I've done it 1,000 times. I could talk about Rocky all day. And I don't care if you like it or not, because I love it. It is funny, though, on social media, it creates conversation. Matter of fact, at SNY, it started creating conversation in the newsroom. Like,
well, you
what?
Remember the viral clip from here years ago of Mike arguing with, I think it was McMonagle and Monzo, right?
No, I don't remember that. It might have been the years where I was jettisoned or I was down in the minors.
You'll have to look it up later and listen. It was them arguing mostly about Rocky IV.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mike said it was trash.
It gets heated.
Does it? Like, uncomfortably heated?
No, but, like, playfully heated.
Okay.
It's like that. Remember them trying to explain Star Wars to him? But they get into it over Rocky IV.
It's funny. With Mike with movies, I remember telling him, oh, Mike, you got to see Anchorman. It's great. It's like, that's the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life. He hated that movie. Look, I get it. They're not all great movies, but they're enjoyable and uplifting. And I love every second of it. 877-337-6666. Let's just reset here before we get back to your call. So, started the show talking about Aaron Rodgers and his availability. If you're the Jets, he's available. Go get him. End of story. Forget Garoppolo. Forget Carr. Forget anybody else. Forget Zach Wilson. Right now, the best move that this franchise can make to make themselves legitimate contenders now is to go get Aaron Rodgers. It is so rare that you have a player of his caliber available. It is so rare that you have that exact need, although in the Jets' case, it's not rare that their need is a quarterback, but it is so rare in general that you have that exact need for this exact player or that caliber of player, and the fact that you're one of a handful at most of teams that he would likely be potentially traded to. You have to go make it happen. The Jets don't have a Super Bowl winning roster right now, but they do have some important pieces in place. The offensive line, defensively, you know what they could do with their cornerbacks, with Quinnen Williams. They could get better defensively as well. With Robert Saleh, that's his strength. You know what? Then you hand the offense over to, let's say, Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers. You're good to go on that side. You got Garrett Wilson in place. You got the running backs in place. The Jets have enough to where if they got Aaron Rodgers, they are now in the conversation. The Jets have entered the chat. And that, I think, is all you can ask. Got to go get him. It changes the entire landscape or the outlook for this organization. There are very few moves that can do that. This is one. Derek Carr does not. Jimmy Garoppolo does not. Matt Ryan does not. Aaron Rodgers does. Go get him. The fact that, you know, the Packers said they only want to trade him to an AFC team, that it made my ears perk up a little bit. Okay, maybe this could happen. And then you heard some of the stuff that Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show yesterday or 2 days ago now, whenever it was, talking about the Jets and Zach Wilson in detail. Seemed like Rodgers was pretty brushed up on what's going on with the Jets. Read into it what you will, but he seemed to know more about them than you would think that a player for another team in another conference would know. Especially if it's a team that's not really, you know, they didn't even make the playoffs. We also talked about Scott Rolen and the Hall of Fame. Scott Rolen is not a Hall of Famer, although, like, technically he is because, you know, they voted him in, but in reality, he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer. The whole, and I don't know if we're ever going to get tired of it, and maybe some of you are tired of hearing about it because it's the same old stuff. I personally like it once a year. Gives me something to vent about and be annoyed about. But the writers, and I'm not trying to pick on the writers. I know some of them who have a vote personally, and I love them deeply. But if you have guys that are voting for Hall of Fame, for the Baseball Hall of Fame, guys that have voted for Bronson Arroyo, R.A. Dickey, Mike Napoli, like, give me a break. If you vote for one of those guys, you should have your vote taken away. And then you have writers that don't vote for Derek Jeter. You have writers that are now penalizing Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran is by far the best player on the list of potential candidates this year. And yet Scott Rolen gets in. This after, of course, Scott Rolen years ago received 10% his first year on the ballot, which I don't even know how he got that high. He's not a Hall of Famer. They make Billy Wagner wait. It's like they waited out. They're the judge and jury until they feel is fit. And that's not to mention the Barry Bonds stuff, the Roger Clemens stuff, you know, A-Rod. Those guys are likely never getting into the Hall of Fame. And they were the best players for a long period of time during their time. My biggest thing, though, forget about the steroid stuff or the cheat. You know, how could you have a Hall of Fame with Scott Rolen in it and not one with Don Mattingly in it or Keith Hernandez, where you talk about the impact that each of those guys had, Mattingly and Hernandez, on the sport, the dominance that they had, even for Mattingly's case, in a short period. But yet Scott Rolen is in. Like, if I'm Keith Hernandez or Mattingly, I'm like, dude, I'm a billion times better than he is. Look at the records. Like, look at my stats. I was way better than he was. Even David Wright is better than Scott Rolen. And David Wright's not going to sniff the Hall of Fame. He's better than Scott Rolen. I don't think either should be Hall of Famers. But, I mean, it just shows you. I'm not trying to pick on Scott Rolen. It's the same thing with Harold Baines. They were very good players, not Hall of Fame players. Very good players for a generation. I liked Harold Baines. Growing up, I loved Harold Baines. I remember in wiffle ball, I used to, when I was doing the A's lineup in the late 80s or early 90s, whatever it was. I'm pretty sure it was late 80s, like 89, let's say. When did Baines get there? Maybe 1990. Anyway, I would be Baines, the left-hand side. Loved Harold Baines. Go through that A's lineup. Carney Lantz, you know, Ricky Henderson, Carney Lantz, or Terry Steinbach, McGuire and Canseco, and Dave Henderson, Dave Parker. I guess Parker and Baines, though, were probably there at different times. I forget now. Just rattling off names. Mike Gallego, Walt Weiss. Anyway, Baseball Hall of Fame, Aaron Rodgers been the two main topics. We also touched on the Knicks a little bit, their big win at the Garden, even though there's still some sloppy play. Randall was good, but in big spots, he turns the ball over. R.J. Barrett, solid defensively, but in a big spot, he has a good look at the bucket and shoots an air ball from three. I mean, it's just embarrassing. They're okay. They'll be a bottom playoff team in the East, but they're not any good. 877-337-6666. Lewis calling from Somerset. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's going on, Sal? How's everything?
Good morning. How are you, brother. Lewis? Good morning.
I'm all right. Hey, Sal, man, I knew I liked you for a reason, man. I knew I really liked you for a reason. So I'm 77, and I'm three days before you, September 13th.
All right. Nice. Very similar.
Definitely could talk Rocky movies all day long, man. Is it just me, or let me ask you a question? Let me ask you a quick question about, doesn't it seem like the movies in the 80s had way better soundtracks than today?
100%. And I know that's right? Probably biased. We're biased because of our age, but it feels like the songs, the soundtracks, much more impactful. One of my favorite soundtracks ever is the Karate Kid soundtrack as well. Another one from the 80s. I love that. Rocky IV and Karate Kid might be my two favorites.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite Sly movies, though, was Over the Top. Over the Top was a good one.
I don't think I saw that. Who was in that one? Was that with De Niro?
That was the one. That was the one that he's an arm wrestler. He's arm wrestling, and he wins that truck at the end.
Oh no, I did not. I don't think I saw that one. What was the
check
one?
It out, check.
Was there one with him and De Niro, or am I forgetting that? Am I getting that mixed up?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna look it up. I'll go to. What do you call?
But check out Over the Top whenever you get a chance.
Okay.
So all right, real quick, a couple of quick points. So I'm not the biggest fan of Aaron Rodgers, but I agree with you, right? Like, that's if you can make that move, you have to make that move. Now, being at Aaron Rodgers, if you're going to stay in the AFC, I understand that you would want to go play with your number one receiver that you had. But if you think about this, if you go over there, you got to see Patrick Mahomes twice a year. You got to see Herbert twice a year. You know, I think Denver's going to be better. So it's going to be a harder division to play in. Whereas in the AFC East, we've already seen one thing, right? The one year that Dable is gone, Josh Allen, look at his interception.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at. It's not a coincidence that when you look at Daniel Jones' interceptions, he only had five this year. Look who his head coach was. So I agree. I would definitely Aaron Rodgers. You have to make that move. And how impactful would that be? And I mean, listen, I'm a Giants fan, but shoot, if you get Aaron Rodgers over there, like, that's gonna make me feel a certain way, because that's not a bad move.
Well, Aaron Rodgers changes. He changes everything immediately for the Jets.
He's a superstar. He's a superstar, right? I think that when you think of first tier quarterbacks, you break it down into 32 quarterbacks. So I would say four tiers, eight per tier, right? But I think that the first four to possibly six, those are your superstars.
And Rodgers is one of them. Even at this age, Rodgers is one of them.
He's definitely one of them there, and those are the ones that are definitely going to make. Those are the ones that are going to take a team the way the Jets have and possibly get up. Listen, with the way Josh Allen just played this year, I'm not sold that the Bills have it locked next year at that in that division. You know, they're a good team. I'm not going to take that away from them. But, I mean, you put Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, I mean, that's... Now we're talking about the Jets. The Jets.
They could do it. It's not that they would do it definitively. And thank you for the call, Lewis. Not that they would do it definitively. You said earlier the results may vary, but they could. They are in the conversation. Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. Look at the AFC. You think the Jets with Aaron Rodgers are better than the Patriots? The answer is yes, they are. I mean, the Jets are only one game worse than New England this year with zero quarterback. They're not as well coached, clearly, and will never be as long as Belichick is there. But the Jets are better with Aaron Rodgers than New England. The Jets with Aaron Rodgers are probably still better, or not still, but would probably be better than Miami, even with a healthy Tua. And the Bills, you would figure with Josh Allen and that contract kicking in next year, they're going to have to make some changes. Maybe they come back to the pack a little bit. They could be had. Again, the AFC is loaded up. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Jacksonville on the rise. Tennessee, always a dangerous team, especially if they get a quarterback. You know, let's say they get Brady or whatever. You know, you mentioned the teams in the West are loaded up with the Chiefs and Chargers with Herbert at Mahomes. If the Jets get Rodgers, they're in the conversation. And like we said earlier, if it's going to be a trade to the AFC, and that's what the Packers said, we will not trade him to the NFC. There are only a few options even possible. I mean, there's maybe, if you're stretching it, maybe, I don't think New England, but even if you're stretching it, let's just say New England, the Jets, the Titans, the Colts, and the Raiders. There are five teams, max. I don't even think it's that many, because the Pats probably aren't realistic. And I would think the Colts are going to try to go young. They can't go another failed veteran quarterback, can they? The Jets have to go get Aaron Rodgers. That's their offseason now. Anything less than Aaron Rodgers is going to be a disappointment, any which way you slice it. even for me who wants Matt Ryan, it'll be a disappointment if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. He's available. Go get him. 877-337-6666. Your calls on the other side. Whatever it is you want to discuss on this Wednesday morning, Rodgers, Baseball Hall of Fame, the Knicks. We could get into championship weekend as well, Rocky movies, or any other movies. Matter of fact, I was looking up Stallone's IMDb, and I forgot about a couple of movies. One that I loved from his was Copland. That was in 1997. I thought that was a good one. I never saw Over the Top. Heard of it. Now that you mentioned it, never saw it. I got to check that out. And what was the other thing that I was going to say? Oh, the one that I was talking about with De Niro was Grudge Match, I believe. Let me just click this here. Yeah, where it was Stallone versus De Niro. I think I saw that, but it didn't leave a mark because I don't even really remember seeing it. But it was cool to have those guys, you know, Raging Bull and Rocky, of course. Fun to see those two in that movie. Either way, I love Stallone. And I really just love him because of Rocky. The other stuff was good, but he'll always be Rocky in my eyes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Is here, and there's no better place to wager on the football title tilt than Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best menu of prop bets in the business. Plus, check out their special odds, boosts, and promotions at superbook.com. With over three decades of odds-making experience in Las Vegas, there's no better place to wager than Superbook Sports. Win some money as one lucky team wins the championship. Download the Superbook Sports app today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800 Gambler, 877-337-6666. I was just reading a disturbing story. This I saw from the Post. And I'm not going to go into the details of it, but White Sox pitcher Mike Clevinger has been accused of domestic violence and child abuse. And, you know, some pretty detailed things in here that his, is it his wife or his ex-wife? I don't know if it says that. But, I mean, it's just bad. Any issue that you have regarding domestic abuse or child abuse, it's unacceptable. And if it were me, now we don't know if this is, you know, proven to be true here. These are claims from the wife or the mother of his, of Clevinger's children. 10-month-old daughter. The mother of Clevinger's 10-month-old daughter claims that he choked and slapped her and threw used chewing tobacco at their child. That's just one of the things. Now, if these things, and again, I'm not accusing him. I don't know the facts. I'm just going based off of the story. But if this is true, he should be kicked out of the league permanently. Permanently. She also accused him of having a drug problem, saying that he used acid or mushrooms regularly. Look, and now this woman is, let me see something. She's, yeah, I mean, this, look, if this is true, he should be kicked out of the league. And not just him, anybody who does anything like this and is found guilty of it should never be allowed to play Major League Baseball again. I'm all for second chances. There are certain things that are just unacceptable on every level. That's one of them. That's despicable and disgusting stuff from Clevinger. If that's true, he should be kicked out of baseball permanently. No 40-game suspension, no 100-game suspension, out of baseball. Out of the league! Kick him out of the league! You joke, of course, about Russo and Pac-Man Jones, but the reality is he should be kicked out of the league. 877-337-6666. Vince is calling from Comac. What's up, Vince?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
How are you, Vince?
You guys got me thinking. We're talking about the Rocky movies and movies from the 80s. Have you ever seen a movie by the name of Vision Quest with Matthew Modine?
No, never heard of it, as a matter
of fact. It's a great movie. Great soundtrack. It's like a Rocky genre. He's a high school wrestler.
Okay, 1985, Vision Quest.
1985. He's a high school wrestler who drops weight. The movie is all about what he goes through to lose weight because he wants to wrestle a two-time champion in a weight class, two weight classes below his, and ultimately he triumphs. It's a great movie. You got to check it out.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you watch Stranger Things?
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, it's a new show. I was only saying it because I don't know if Matthew Modine is the dude in that. He is? I had no idea. Good call, Fleegs. I just saw, because I looked up a picture of Matthew Modine, I was like, oh, he looks like the doctor in Stranger Things.
Yeah, he was a kid when he made Vision Quest.
Yeah, and now he's an old man when he's doing Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, I'll put that on the list.
Okay. Thanks, yeah. Have a good night.
No, thank you, Vince. I appreciate you checking in. I'm always up for movie recommendations. Now, the problem is, I don't have, I know this is going to sound nuts after I just told you I watched 6 movies in the last 2 weeks. I don't have the time. See, this is another issue that I'm having with my wife as far as what to watch with the movies. And actually, she's been good about it because the other night I was like, hey, can we watch Rocky 3? She's like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to fall asleep in 10 minutes anyway. I was like, yes. But I like watching stuff that I've seen already that I enjoy, whether it's Major League, whether it's Rounders, whether it is Good Will Hunting, My Cousin Vinny, Karate Kid, all the Rocky movies, like you name it. But then there are new movies and my wife doesn't want to go back. She likes watching all the new stuff. And now we have, it's award season, and we got all the screeners for being in the union here. I got to watch them. I got to set up the thing so I can watch those movies. So that'll take precedent here. But it's hard to go back and rewatch old stuff, even as good as it may be.
Here's what you do. You, during the week when you have this job and you have baseball night in New York, maybe sports night, have an area at SNY or get an office here, set up a couch, a little TV, or just this ability to hook up a tablet, a computer, put it on the TV, whatever. And in time between shows, you grab a couple slices from a pizza place around here.
Yeah.
You go hang out in the office, crash on the couch, sports on one screen, movie on the other.
Well, that's basically...
Or if there's no sports, just watch the movie, and then when you're home on the weekends or the nights where you don't have to deal with work, you watch the new stuff with your wife.
You're on to something, because that's basically what I've been doing. Now, it's a lot easier to do without baseball season, of course, and obviously if there's no football Monday, Thursday, but I do have some downtime after the SNY show at 6, from 6:30 to 11. There's a nice window there where I could watch at least a movie, or at least start a movie or whatever, and then pick it back up. So I do that on the iPad. Then, if I'm on at 2, when I'm done over there at 11:30, I have another hour plus window, 2 hour window to where I can watch a movie. So you're right. This is where I've been getting these Rocky movies in. I know CeeLo was tweeting me, joking around about it. I really don't have time other than that downtime. And if I maximize it by watching some movies, so be it. You're right. I could check out my old favorites. Major League's up next. The problem that I have, like, I own Rocky Balboa on DVD. I own all the Rocky movies on DVD. And Rocky, the first five, I streamed on Netflix. But when it came to Rocky Balboa, it's not available on the iPad. So I can't pop in the DVD. So what do you think I did? I had to rent it for $3 or $4. That's the problem. I don't have the full library there. So if
you're only looking for one movie, like, the $4 is the perfect amount of, all right, whatever, it's $4, who cares?
Anything more than that, it's like,
right, if you have to do it over and over and over again, that'd maybe be a problem, but for one time only, it's why not?
But then one time adds up to the next time that you do it, and it's like, why do I even own the DVD? And what good are DVDs anyway now? Like, are they extinct? What are we doing with DVDs? Does anybody actually go get a DVD from whatever shelf it's on? Oh, yeah, you know what? I haven't seen Rounders in a while. Let me go grab that. And then you go get the DVD out, pop it in. Like, who does that? I watch the Star Wars movies, they're on Disney, or Avenger movies, they're on, like, everything's on the app now, it's all streaming. Apple TV, the new movie comes out, you rent it. Like, who's watching old, or HBO Max?
People who don't subscribe to all the streaming services.
I guess, I have them, but you know how many times I've sat there, even in the same room, I'm downstairs in the room where we watch movies, I have a shelf full of DVDs that I bought many years ago of my favorite movies. And instead of going up to get the DVD and walking over to the DVD player and putting the movie in and starting that whole process, I just boop, 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 go to Apple TV, go to the streaming service. Oh, what is it, $3-4? All right, let's just watch it.
Oh, see, I won't do that. If it's available for free, I'll watch the streaming version. But if I have to pay for it or if I have it for free, I'll go with free. Especially, like, for a lot of comedies, I'll have the unrated version. It'll be the DVD I have. So I want to watch that one instead of what's available anyway.
Then it's better quality. I do that. I did it during the pandemic with, like, Major League. I went back and watched those, and I have the DVD, so I made use of that. But if I could find it streaming, I do it. And a lot of the times the quality is better with the streaming.
So, especially if it's made before, like, the 90s or 2000s.
Yeah, that's the issue, too. 877-337-6666. Jimmy is calling from Jersey City. What's up, Jimmy?
Hello, my man, Sal.
How are you, Jimmy?
You're cracking me up over here. You said, what's your favorite Rocky movie?
Rocky 2.
No, you're Stallone. Which movie? You said Copland.
Oh, no, it's not my favorite one, but it was one that I remember liking.
That's what De Niro was in. De Niro was in Copland.
Oh, that's right. He was in that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now that you mention it, I remember that movie. I enjoyed that movie, Copland.
No, but you got to, like, the guys up front, you got to go watch the one Over the Top.
Yeah, I got to see that one. Grudge Match was the one that I was thinking about with De Niro. Copland, I forgot that De Niro was in it, but now that you say it. And yeah, Over the Top, I mean, was that like, was it known back then that it was a good movie? Did I just miss that one?
It wasn't big, but it's about a single dad trying to get custody of his kid.
Okay.
And he goes through all these tournaments, and his in-laws think he's a nobody, a bum, and all this.
Oh, a feel-good story. I like it. All right, I'll check that out. Over the Top.
And I got me calling you now because I said, what did he just say? He said they get Aaron Rodgers, they'll be betting in the Dolphins. Like, what?
I mean,
I think each team besides the Patriots, the Dolphins, Bills, and Jets will split their series during the year.
Well, that's kind of the point, right? Well, the Jets will be in the conversation. Right now, it's clearly Buffalo and Miami and everybody else. If the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, they up their level to where they could be better than Miami.
I mean, I would like to see them get him, but if Tua wasn't coming back, he wanted to go to Miami, Rodgers. He wanted to go there big time.
Well, would you rather have Tua or Rodgers?
I like Tua. I'm a Tua guy.
Well, I mean, you also, though, look, Tua was great this year when healthy, but aren't you concerned about his health?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he was to sit out this year, where they told him to take this year off and come back. You're only 24 years old. Come back, go get Aaron Rodgers.
If you could get Rodgers right now and have him for the next 2 years.
I'd take Rodgers right now with the weapons we got, because Rodgers would be, going crazy with those guys.
Yeah, that's the point. Now, Miami's defense stinks, and that's something that you got to get figured out. But if
they did stink, but Akbar was out for the year. Byron Jones, our cornerback, they'll be healthy next year. With a healthy Chubb and all that, our linebackers are really good. We'll be all right. But, hey, Sal, they had, and I think Keith McPherson, they said Danny Jones was some writers had him in the top 10 of quarterbacks for the NFL. What? That is a joke.
Well, it's not that far-fetched, Jimmy, and thank you for the call. As always, appreciate checking in. It's not that far-fetched if you actually think about it. Without even looking, I could tell you he's in the top 15. He's in the top half. So to say the top 10, Josh, I'm not going to rank these in any particular order. I'm just going to say the quarterbacks that I'd rather have over Daniel Jones, definitively, not maybe. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. I mean, you have to put Deshaun Watson there, even with all that he's gone through. Now, I wouldn't want to have him on that contract, but I'm just saying who's better than Daniel Jones. Trevor Lawrence. Mahomes, Herbert. That's seven right there. Hurts. Rodgers. That's nine. I mean, that's nine definitively. I'm not saying I would take Daniel Jones next, but you can make an argument that you could take him next. I mean, you're talking about Justin Fields. Who else could we be putting in there? Dak. Carr. I mean, Pickett. Stafford, yeah, I'm not putting those guys. Tua would be one. I think that next for number 10 would be Tua, Dak. Oh yeah, Brady. I forgot about Brady. For goodness sake, he's not cracking the top 10 because Brady's there. And then that next, he's Daniel Jones right now would probably fall between 10 and 15.
Well, we kind of did this last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
We did it through the year.
Right, when you do those top 10, like the next guys, that 12 to 18 or 20 range.
You could mix.
They're right. That you can make an argument
Cousins,
for any of them.
Carr,
right. They're
Goff,
all in that same mix.
Right. That's kind of the point.
And they all have one very important thing in common.
Yeah, none of them won. So you agree with that ranking then, right? All those 10 names you'd have to take.
And there's a couple I would put. Like, to me, Derek Carr, no question, better than Daniel Jones. Matthew Stafford, no question, better than Daniel Jones.
Well, I mean, but if you're going to go by that account, then Matt Ryan should be in there as well. I mean, are we going based on...
I'm talking about just right now for next year. Not building long-term next year. Like, I think Matt Ryan is one of those guys who just, when
well,
they get old, it happens quick. Like, but for his career,
right. No,
significantly better than Daniel Jones.
All right, but I could look at Matthew Stafford and say the same thing. Or, I mean, if you don't
I'm
think...
If everybody's healthy for 17 games in a postseason in 2023.
Kyler Murray, where do you put him in there?
See, I am not a Kyler fan.
Me neither.
So he's probably... I mean, he might be better. That's one of those guys where there are guys on the list that I would make the argument for over Daniel Jones. Kyler Murray is a guy I do not like the way he plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
Another guy who I can't stand for other reasons. Based on the year he had, you could make a clear and convincing argument that Geno Smith is better than Daniel Jones.
Right. Now, I wouldn't.
Neither would I, but you could.
Yeah.
And any, not any, but
Kenny
many
Pickett?
Of the arguments you would want to use for Jones, you could use for Geno. I don't think Kenny Pickett right now. Is there a chance that a year or two from now he's on that list? Sure. I haven't seen enough.
Russell Wilson?
I worry that Russell Wilson might actually be done, so I'm not going to put him ahead. But if somebody wants to say, well, last year was kind of a fluke because of the whole situation, again, that he's one of those
That's
guys
I mean.
You could argue.
There's 10 definitively better than Jones.
Right, where if you try to make the argument, you look like an idiot.
Yeah, you can't. And then from 10 on, you can rank him 12 or 13 without people going nuts. He's between 10 and 15 right now. But to your point, 10 through 20 is...
There's so little...
Pick your poison.
There's a bigger... I mean, the difference between 1 and 10, that gap is an ocean. and the gap between 10 and 20 is two footsteps.
Right. They're all basically the same guys. Again, Cousins, this is what we're looking at.
I mean, and really with those guys, you're going down to personal preference. Have you watched them in the right moments or the wrong moments? Right. What style do they play?
What style of offense do you want? So, yeah, I mean, I don't think
Jared Goff's another guy we could put. I mean, based on the year he had, we could put him on that list. And he's been to a Super Bowl.
I don't think there's any question he should be in there. So, yeah, I mean, is it a little bit of a stretch to say top 10? It's not as bad as you would think initially. He's not top 10, but he's right beyond that.
We need your second opinion. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan on this Wednesday morning, going till 5 a.m. to the warm-up show with Al and Jerry. Keep it going with your calls, whatever it is you want to discuss. 877-337-6666. Jets and Aaron Rodgers. We're just ranking quarterbacks with Daniel Jones, ranking Rocky movies. We got into the Hall of Fame stuff a little bit with Scott Rolen getting in and just how the system is just. I mean, we know by now, but it's fun to discuss every year when it comes up and, you know, rip the Baseball Hall of Fame and the writers and all that stuff, because the process clearly is, while it is fun to talk about, it's just a complete mess, and it devalues what is, in my opinion, the only Hall of Fame worthy of discussion. Like, the other stuff is cool. It's great. Oh, yeah, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, congratulations. But Baseball Hall of Fame gets the conversation going, especially in this town. And it used to be a lot more fun when it actually felt like it meant something. And it just doesn't mean as much anymore. We'll turn our attention to championship weekend, of course, in the next 2 days. And it'll be fun to break down both those two games, as I can't believe there are three games left in the football season. We get set now for spring training 20 days around 20 days from now. You get the World Baseball Classic, college basketball. But it's sad ending or getting near the end of the football season with just three games to go. Of course, Championship Sunday. Now, we get great matchups, and Super Bowl either way is going to be a good matchup. But it's sad that it's over. My smile starts to turn to a frown, and my wife's frown starts to turn to a smile. Visions of me changing diapers in her head. And me now not having the excuse of, sorry, I got to watch football. That's gone. Oh, can we go to my brother's this weekend? Can't. Got to watch football. Oh, you want to go pumpkin picking? Can't. Got to watch football. Oh, there's a baby shower for, can't. Got to watch football. Can't. Got to watch football. But there's a party for, can't. Got to watch football. Can you just help me? Can't. Got to watch football. Just change one diaper, will you? Can't. Got to watch football. Wait till March. Oh, it's almost March. There's no excuse now. February, March, that's it. I'm screwed. I'm on daddy duty. I need my 18 weeks of regular season of excuses. What am I going to do? I hate this time of year. Rich is calling from Long Hill, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Rich?
Good, I'm doing well. So, just listen, going through the whole thing, Daniel Jones with the rankings, there's, you know, we nailed out like 10 or 11 that were definitely better. And then after that, it was, oh, yeah, you know, he's equal to Geno, maybe he's equal. Give me seven that he's actually better than.
Seven that he's better than?
Yeah, and you can put Purdy in there. Give me seven he's actually better than.
Better.
You guys said Matt Ryan. I mean, you said Matt Ryan, so I don't think you're going to name seven he's better than.
Well, I don't think he's better than Matt Ryan. I didn't say that. Maybe Fleegs did. There's no way I would take Daniel Jones over Matt Ryan. Not now, not ever. I mean, Matt Ryan have to be retired for me to take Daniel Jones over him, but that's just me. But we're
so
basically...
No, well, you know, it's either Geno or just give me...
Yeah, but they're all basically the same. So are you asking me who would I take, Daniel Jones or whoever that guy is?
Yeah, give me six that you would take
Sam Darnold.
That you would not. Well,
what do you mean?
I'll give you that. Go ahead.
Sam Darnold.
That's fine.
Jameis Winston. I mean, I know he was hurt, but I would take him over Jameis Winston. I'd take him over Marcus Mariota or Desmond Ridder for Atlanta. That's three right there, three teams. Any Jet quarterback, that's four right there. I would take him. I mean, who's in Houston right now? I mean, you take him in Houston.
Yeah, you got that easy.
All right, so that's five.
So these, but again, these are all guys that either played half of the season or.
I would take him. Me personally, I'd take him over Ryan Tannehill. I know that some could argue. Me personally, I'd take him over Tannehill. That's six. Seven would be Washington. You'd take him over Washington situation. So those are seven.
Yeah.
Well, you would, right? You would take him over Wentz or Heineke. So that's seven right there. I personally would take him over Geno Smith. That's eight. A matter of fact, I'd take him over Matthew Stafford at this point. I'd take him over Kyler Murray. So, I mean, I'm giving you nine right off the top of my head that I definitively take him over. Now, that doesn't mean that he's better than those. I'll tell you another one. I'll give you number 10, Kirk Cousins. I'd rather have Daniel Jones than Kirk Cousins all day, every day.
My last question. If they're going to give him $45 million, I'll tell you one person I know, I'm telling you, and I'll just say he's going to land somewhere, and I'll call you back next year at this time. Baker Mayfield will have a better season. I don't care where he lands.
I would not, and thank you for the call, Rich. I appreciate you checking in. Mayfield's an interesting one. I don't love Baker Mayfield, so I would not touch him myself. I like his makeup. I don't like his style of play. I mean, he did some good things with the Rams, and maybe they stick with him. Who knows? I would not take Mayfield over Daniel Jones. I also would not give Daniel Jones $45 million a year. I mean, that's a whole nother story. We said it yesterday. Fleegs and I had the over-under game. I went under $35 million a year. Fleegs goes over. I only think you're getting Daniel Jones at a value if it's under $35 million. Other than that, you got to assess all options. Because if you're going to pay him $35, $40 million, you might be better off just drafting somebody and starting over and putting that money elsewhere around the team. Hard to win if Daniel Jones getting $40 million. One thing, you know, to pay Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes. Another thing to pay Daniel Jones. And again, a lot of, you know, I named 10 teams that I would take him over their quarterback situation right now. But you can, it's not like it's light years ahead of those situations. It's arguable with all those spots. Or at least some of those spots, maybe not all of them. Chris is calling from Santa Cruz, California. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
How are you, Chris?
Pretty good. Just by the news today from the Hall of Fame, I think it's pretty fugazi that Scott Rowland was able to get in the Hall of Fame, and I feel like it's just the meaning of being in the Hall of Fame is just being diminished, you know?
Yeah, because he's a very good player, but he's not a Hall of Fame player. Hall of Fame, our standards are different than Major League Baseball's, I guess. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Hall of Fame should be the best of the best of the best. How do you have in the same spot when you're trying to explain greatness of baseball, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, and Scott Rowland?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there should be, you know, more names similar to that caliber. And, you know, Scott Rowland, I don't think he moves the needle. And another thing about the Hall of Fame, it's like the writers, like, they pretty much choose who they want in. And, like, David Ortiz, I still don't think that he should be a Hall of Fame. If he's going to be a Hall of Fame, in the Hall of Fame, then that means I feel that Roger Clemens, at least A-Rod should be in, and Barry Bonds should be in.
All right, but they pick and choose based on, you know, the assumptions that we heard. And thank you for the call, Chris. Appreciate you checking in. You know, they could base it on the assumptions or, you know, who was found guilty or not. I mean, there are, you know, A-Rod admitted it. Certain guys admitted it. Certain guys got caught. Certain guys didn't. You're just going based on assumptions. And they chose to believe Big Poppy was clean. And I'm not saying one way or another. I don't want to get sued. I have no idea. But you do the math. And that's kind of my point to where people who leave Bonds and Clemens out because they, quote, cheated the game. Well, how do you know that you didn't vote somebody else in who did the same? You don't think there's anybody in the Hall of Fame that did steroids? So if you're going to let one person, like Jeff Bagwell, you don't think Jeff Bagwell did steroids? Come on. What are you, out of your mind? Blatant steroid user. Blatant. Look at him. He was teammates with Ken Caminiti, for goodness sake. Blatant. So if he's in, how come Barry Bonds is out? Marco, did you notice there has been an update to the studio? There's a new sign on the door.
I noticed it as I walked in, yes.
What do you think of it?
I like it. It's a little, it needs some work.
Oh, okay.
It needs maybe like a...
What, like a little more artsy or...
Yeah, maybe a little more flair.
What do you think? Do you think you could do any better? You want to have a contest?
Negative. No, I could barely write my name.
What did you like the wording of it?
I did like the wording. Yes, it's a good sign. Like I said, it just needs a little flair.
What was it up there? Because it was weird. It was nice because you know somebody apparently ripped down the Francesa sign that was here, but somebody even better put a new one up. I don't know how that got up there or who came up with it. Do you know what it read or no?
Exactly. No, it was something like the Mike Francesa Studio, the GOAT of all time or something. I don't remember the exact wording.
I don't remember exactly either, but I think it said dominance for 30 years of dominance, the Mike Francesa Studio GOAT. I mean...
I like it. I think that fits.
It's the least we could do. Whoever did that, I applaud. That's a nice job paying respect to the guy who helped build this place into what it is. I personally love it, as we're coming to you live from the Mike Francesa Studios here. And you noticed it.
I'm a big fan. No, I liked it. I smiled as I walked in. I liked it.
Maybe
like
the
I said,
handwriting?
Not the handwriting. Just needs a little flair.
Needs
a little fluff. A little something
it
extra.
It needs one of those, you know, needs the drawing of Mike that those guys had on the T-shirt, the gray hair, the headphones, the glasses.
Yeah, like the cartoon?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe put that on there?
Yeah.
You got to get one of those stickers or something. We could upgrade it.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.